Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Spainhour Enterprises.
Yes, this is him.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And
okay.
What prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your keywords there, like your services in your area. And You know when you do a search on Google, it'll show the map of the local area? It pops up in the middle of the page?
Yeah.
And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the locals that service within that area. And as I'm sure you can imagine, there are pages of results in Google, but on that first page, there's just a handful that'll fit in each area. Does that sound familiar?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I know what you're talking about.
Perfect. So that's where we'd be listing you. So like right now, for example, just to do a search in your area for let's say dumpster rentals near me, for example. Have you done that search recently by any chance?
Not me personally, because I have the dumpsters. But,
right, okay.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Okay, well, maybe for you, like a hardware store, right, or a restaurant.
Yeah.
It shows that
map.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. And the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those positions open up in your geographic area. So all of the Google partners are assigned to that area today will be calling through to fill that open position there. And Google's rule is we can list one business per position. So if we were to program you in to appear there, they stop all of the calls to the area today, and then we can't accept any additional companies in who offer any of the same services. So that way, you'll always be an option for people. You know, at that moment that they're ready to make the call, you'd be there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful. Okay. And a couple of questions. How long have you been in business there in the area?
Well, I got wildlife too. I've been doing wildlife for 7-8 years. But I'm just recently starting up my dumpster business. I've been doing it for a year. But I've been doing the land management or the grading / excavating, whatever would be the better word for people that look that type of thing up. I've been doing it for 15 years.
Oh, okay. So 15 years for the land work, the grading and excavating, the wildlife, like wildlife removal?
Seven. Yep.
Like raccoons, so things like that?
Yep, raccoons, squirrels, all that stuff. I've got my license with the state of North Carolina. I've had it for 7-8 years.
Wow. Okay. So are you flying solo there, or do you have like a helper for all these?
I have three other employees.
Okay. You and three others. And I'm sorry. My name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Tara. This is Robert Spainhour.
Robert, it's nice to meet you. And
yes, ma'am.
So are you, I know that the home base for you, well, for the registered business address, it's in the 27043. But usually when I speak with companies that have the large equipment, like the great excavators and the land clearing, you know, equipment, usually it's about an hour, hour and a half travel distance. Is that the case with you as well?
Are you talking about my commute to where I can go and work?
Exactly, right. So if somebody were calling you from, let's say, an hour away and they needed some land clear, that's something that, is that like a reasonable traveling distance for you?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. And what about the dumpsters? How far are you taking those?
I have like a 50-mile radius from the house there. I could possibly do further just depending on the price.
Okay, so about the same distance. Okay, great. And then for this position, well, and you see value in all of this being listed there on Google at that moment people are searching in your area?
I do. Just starting out with my marketing, I'm having a tough time like with Yelp or Angie's List, and just figuring out where's the best place to put my business at. And I think Google would be the best. I have got a few business, I have got a few jobs from Yelp. But I'm wondering what is the startup cost and the monthly cost for Google.
I can pull that up. So, and really the hard part about getting to that first page of Google, it's not really the cost. It's the area, like the availability of the area. That's why I was asking about the service area. And the good news is I think if you've just started the dumpster side of it, I think I can get you qualified for the promotional rate that they have. And that's a reduced rate. You have to be a year and under in order to get that. But with the others, well, let me ask John. He's my director for the Carolinas, and see if he'll allow me to extend that offer to you as well. I'll get you that pricing right now. And so, Robert, being that they have that area open for programming today, I think what I'm hearing from you is if we could make Google affordable, that's not a bad idea to list yourself there?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, let me grab that. Hang on here.
All right. Thank you, Tara.
Thank you, John.